Hello. Hi, can I get a large pepperoni, a spinach pizza bianca,
and... Oh, whoa, excuse me, ma'am, this ain't a pizza place. This is Hungry for Crime, a podcast about true crime and food.
Oh, okay, well, can I still get that pizza, though?
Hello. Welcome back. It's episode 18.
I believe.
I hope so. I think it is.
I've lost count. Is it 17 or 18 or 19?
I think it's 18.
It's 18, folks.
We're just hustling so much. We're just clocking out these episodes.
We constantly have so many. We have so many side hustles, so many projects, so many.
So much content.
So many secondary sources of income. It's crazy. Yeah,
I just can't keep up, baby. Sorry. Like, ugh.
I know. It's like, what job is this? Like, I have to, like,
remind
myself.
But Hungry for Crime. You know, despite everything that's going on, Hungry for Crime is number one in my heart.
Number one. Have we been doing this almost 6 months? Or oh 6 months? I think our first episode was in June or July.
Happy 6 month anniversary, Julie.
Happy 6 months, I think.
I think. Ugh.
If not, coming up soon. My phone's over there, so I can't see right now. But
somebody should send us like an edible arrangement or something, you know. Like.
Actually, Jackie's in here, assistant. Can you please check?
Yeah.
When our first episode dropped, and we'll come back to
dropped.
That.
Yeah.
So.
We should have like a cute like anniversary special.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, after 1 year.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know. 6 months I like. It's like, what, are you not serious about us yet?
Well, we can have some cookies for that, but like private, you know.
I'm like, are you not serious about us yet? You
don't want to anniversary? Once we get to a year, that'll be crazy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We'll be hungry for crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know. Okay, so the first episode dropped July 17th.
Okay, so we got some times. In January, we'll have our 6 months.
Yes, in January. Love it. I'll make some cookies. That'll get crazy in here.
It will get crazy.
The studio will be popping with scents and
as
delicious
always.
Foods. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, food. Tell them what we did this afternoon, Julie.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we went and we ate out. I know, shocking. But we went to Greenwise Market.
That was a spiritual experience. Greenwise?
If you don't know what a Jeannie, there's not a coaster underneath your cup.
Don't lose your mind. Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, I totally...
the way you paused, you just looked like...
I was like, oh my god.
like a
not on my furniture.
The horror movie point, like...
Like, Jeannie, there's
not a
coaster. Your cup is sweating. Anyway.
Cute.
We went to Greenwise Market, which, if you don't have one near you, it's very similar to a Whole Foods, but it's like a much smaller, like more intimate market setting.
It was so much fun.
And then there's a lot of outdoor seating for people who, because there's a salad bar inside and like different kinds of food. You can get pizza, you can get subs, you can get salad, fruit.
Yes.
There was soup. I think there was like
good soup.
You could get bowls made.
Mm-hmm.
And also they had like kombucha on tap, beer, wine, everything.
You brewed your own coffee.
I didn't brew my own coffee, but I grinded it.
You grinded it good.
I ground it. I grinded it.
I was grounded while I grinded it.
I grinned it.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I made it ground.
Nice. And
that's
you and Jackie went to the salad bar and you got a salad. And...
Oh my god, let me tell you what was in the salad because it was so good.
Please.
Okay, I did a romaine spinach blend, right? I put in chickpeas. I put in peppers. Artichoke hearts, let's see what else, cucumbers, tomatoes, and then I did an avocado vinaigrette on top, and it was delicious.
Delightful.
It was so good, and it was so filling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Looked good.
It was great.
It was nice. I got a chicken tender sub.
Yep.
As
yep.
you do.
And what is a chicken tender sub? Like just like a chicken tender in the bread?
Oh yeah, for those who don't have like a Publix or live in Florida and have no idea, well, like what the hell is a chicken tender sub? It's a staple of like Publix Greenwise culture, basically.
Oh yeah.
So like pub sub slap. Okay, so like I guess Greenwise is like, Greenwise and Publix are like cousins, I guess, right? They're like...
They are.
Yeah,
they're like the same thing. Like Greenwise is a brand in Publix, but they also have their own stores.
Right, right. So I got a chicken tender sub, which is basically just like it was like a foot long, but like cut up chicken strips.
And they really stuff that thing packed.
Ooh, mayonnaise, mustard, and then I always get tomato.
Tomato?
I get tomato, spinach and pickles, and it is, ooh, and I got pepper jack cheese. Yeah. I'm going to shout out my bestie, Jade Bailey, because we went, okay, I hope she's listening. Hey, girl. Okay, look, because I always get chicken tender subs, mm-hmm. and then she's like, you got to get them with pepper jack, because I was over here getting them with provolone. I was like, nay, nay. Mm-hmm.
Provolone kind of tastes like nothing, so.
Pepper jack is the way to go.
That's flavor.
So shout out to Jade, one of a friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, Jade, and her mom, who listened to Hungry
Best
for Crime.
Best friend of the pod. Both
Best
of them.
Best friend of the pod. Hi.
Hey, friends.
Hey, friends. We love you.
I'm Julie. I'm Jeannie's sister.
They know who you are. Usually.
Oh, hey.
You weirdo. Okay.
Oh, my God. I know.
So, yeah. We had a hoot. And then we went to Goodwill before, and we had a cute little outing this morning.
I donated some stuff that I've been, like, had a pile in the living room for about
had to go.
A month. Mm-hmm. It was time.
Yeah. Clean out your space.
And I got a new coffee maker. I got just a regular 12-cup drip coffee maker. Mm-hmm. So we have a Keurig, but I'm kind of sick of the Keurig culture and, like...
Yeah, Keurig culture
is so toxic.
Buying
K-cups.
The Keurig fandom is so
okay,
toxic.
Okay, but, like, think about it, like, oh, my God, that's so... Think of how much, like, how many K-cups leave this house in the trash. And then think of all the other people who use K-cups in the entire world. That's so much freaking plastic. You can recycle them only if you take the grounds out. Nobody does that shit. Nobody does that shit.
Save the earth.
So I'm going, I went to Greenwise and I got like an Italian bean and I grinded it.
Saw that. She grinded it.
grinned it. I don't know. Until it was a nice fine.
It smelled amazing.
It smells amazing. The I can't freshest. Wait to make some tomorrow.
The freshest thing I've ever smelled. My God.
Beautiful. It's going to be good.
Good stuff.
I'm eating some popcorn right now. I don't know if you can hear.
Yeah, it's crunchy.
You can hear it?
Slightly. Well, I mean, just because I'm watching you eat it, so I can, I
okay,
know.
Okay, let me be still and quiet.
Be still. it's so soft. But yeah, I hear it. Just yeah, the way it entered too. Your mouth, like.
Yeah. Well, I have popcorn because it's Jeannie's week.
Oh, yes, and she's sitting down ready
I'm literally, I got my popcorn. Got my bowl here.
Yeah, and you're going to hear a story.
I'm going to hear a story. I'm excited to hear a story.
Yeah.
And that it's I gonna either know or don't know.
Raise your blood pressure because, wow, just bananas. Okay.
Let me tell you.
So you ready?
I'm okay. Starting off at 58 beats per minute. I'll let you know what I am by the end.
Yeah, that's good. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that very much.
I'm calm right now.
I'm calm. Okay.
Oh, are we getting started?
Yeah, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Lean back.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to lay down now.
Just a full, like, an 80 degree. Oh, no, your popcorn. Just get a full 180 degrees, like, flat. Oh, the popcorn's, oh, it's falling.
No.
She was going to lay down, but the popcorn was like, me too.
The popcorn wanted to lay down, too.
No.
Damn it.
Take your time.
Jackie.
Recoup. Jackie. Assistant.
Jackie, I can't move. I'm connected to wires.
When Jackie listens in on a recording, she realizes she has to work. This is not...
This is a full-time position. Oh! God, I'm ruining her story. My God. I'm such a... I have to make it all about me.
Yeah, you do. You're like, oh, whoops! You just, like, it goes into the air. Like, oh,
Jeannie,
my God!
Sir, let me do something crazy.
Oh, we're all looking at Jeannie. Whoops! My popcorn.
Is on the floor?
No, just one piece fell on the floor.
Is it still there?
No.
Shit. Eat that. I don't know. Wait, give me that.
Jackie, see.
Is she leaving now? Aw.
Oh, she's like, actually?
Wait, grab this pillow.
Jackie's like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Okay. My bad, Jackie. You're welcome. Back.
You drew her away.
Wait, let me like.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, she's back. Oh, my God. I was like so scared.
She was like.
Hear the story?
Yes. Sit
it's
back,
a
relax.
Nice story. Okay.
It's a story. I don't know if it's nice, but it's a story.
Well, it better be entertaining. That's all
okay.
I'm going
to
say.
Okay.
All right, Jeannie.
So
give it to us.
It is indeed episode 18 because I wrote it down.
Okay, cool.
So
cool.
It's an even number, which satisfies me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I got some hair.
So episode.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You all right? You comfy?
Yes. Okay. I'm very comfortable.
Great. Okay, so episode 18. We're going to be talking about the suspicious death of Tamla Horsford. Have you heard about this?
Horse who?
Horsford. Horsford. Horsford.
I've never heard of this.
Okay. I don't think so. Maybe not. You might not have.
And I've never heard that name before. I would have remembered that name.
Okay. Well, I actually...
Tamber Horsford.
No, Tamla.
Tamla.
Who's... Tamara?
Where did I get Tamber?
Are you okay? The popcorn seeping, the popcorn grease seeping into her brain.
I think so. Actually, this is not greasy. It's very good.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to disrespect your...
my popcorn. Your culture. Popcorn. The popcorn community is coming for
it's
you.
It's toxic. Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Here go ahead. Okay, so Tamala Horsford. So Tamala, who also went by Tam, she is 40 years old. She was a wife and a mother of 5 children. She lived in Cumming, Georgia, which is located in Forsyth County. So we'll go a little bit into Forsyth much later in the episode, but just like the backstory of who Tamala is, right, and where she comes from. So on the night of November 3rd, 2018, Tamala Horsford is very excited because she's going to a party. Tamala, as well as multiple other moms from her son's school, are celebrating the successful end of their children's football season, right? So they're like, you know, after hectic season of like games and practices, they're like, let's all get together, we're gonna have a cute little girls night, right? Like all the football moms. Mm-hmm. Right? So all of the women are also celebrating one of the group members' birthdays. So the party was held at it's John Meyer, but it's spelled G-E-A-N-N-E, but it's John Meyer. But
as in the French spelling.
As in, yes. The French spelling of the name.
Yes.
So, John Meyer, who is a woman. So
this is 2018, right?
Yes.
Wow.
So, I'll be referring to, when I refer to John, it is a woman.
Okay.
Yes. So, they're celebrating her birthday. They're also celebrating the end of, like, the football season. And they just kind of want to all get together at her house and, like, have, like, a little girls' night in, right? So, John Meyer's house. Celebrating her birthday. So they wanted to have a fun girls night in, so they all show up in their PJs, and it's like kind of bring your own booze type thing, and they just want to drink and hang out and watch football and play games, right? So Tamala, she had this cute onesie and she had, like, paw prints on it. She was like very excited. She was like, this is going to be a cute girls night out. I mean, she has 5 sons, so she's like ready to get out of the house. She's like, I'm ready to have a good time. So to ensure that no one would, you know, drink and drive, the party was a sleepover. So it was like an adult sleepover type thing, just so people wouldn't be drinking, you know, bringing their own booze and then driving home. Okay. So Tamala arrives at the party around 8:30. She was one of the last women to arrive because she ended up cooking for her family and she ate dinner with them and then she headed out for the slumber party. So not everyone at the party was super familiar with each other. They weren't all like a close-knit circle or whatever. It was just kind of like some of them were like really tight besties and some of them were like knew of each other. So it was that kind of thing. One of those kind of parties where like, oh, I've seen you around. Hey, girl. Like, you know. There were some women, like I just said, that they were tight and some of them were like, you know, kind of knew of each other. But either way, they had a blast. They drank. They watched football. They played Cards Against Humanity. And overall, they were just having a good time, right? So, including Tamala, there were 10 women in attendance, including 2 men. So you had these 10 women, and then you had John Meyer's boyfriend, who ended up coming over, and one of the attendees, her husband, came over, and they ended up, we'll go more into John Meyer's boyfriend. His name is Jose. So Jose and this other husband, they ended up, you know, just kind of doing their own thing in, like, the basement. They were, like, watching football and, like, you know, while the girls were up having a good old time.
Right,
but
right.
In total, there were 12 people there. So you had the 10 women and then the 2 men.
But they're like kind of just in the house doing their own
yeah,
growth
they're
thing.
Not really
they're
not really a part of the party. Right. It's like the ladies are vibing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like I said, John Meyer's boyfriend, his name is Jose Barrera. And then I believe the other husband, his name is Thomas. So just, you know. You don't need to know everybody's name.
Jose and Thomas.
So you don't need to know everybody's name because there's literally so many people involved, but some key players, we're gonna give them a little shout out because, you know. Okay. So out of the 10 women at the party, only 8 planned on staying the night, and Tam was included in that. She was going to stay the night. But it's also important to note that Tamala was the only Black woman at this party, right? So that comes into play. So around 12 through like 1 in the morning, the party started to wind down a bit. A lot of the party individuals started to wind down and head to bed. But Tamala wanted to keep the party going. She's got 5 kids. She doesn't get out too often. And she's like, where are you guys going? I'm trying to stay up and have fun. Tamala was even teasing one of the partygoers because she was, like, on her laptop the entire night. She was, like, working, and she was, like, trying to get her to loosen up and, like, have fun. I kind of feel like that's you at a party, like, on your laptop.
I'd be like, okay, listen.
I have a work email.
To finish this file.
I have a work email, Tamala.
Unexpected. I get that girl who's on her laptop.
Yeah. But, like, Tamala's, like, the party girl. She's an extrovert, and she's just, like, you know, the life of the party, basically. But around 1 in the morning, the partygoers were starting to definitely wind down. Most of them that were going to stay the night were, like, heading to bed. They were going to go to one of the guest rooms. A couple of the women, either their, like, husbands were going to pick them up or, like, whatever. They had a ride. So where did I leave off? One of the last partygoers that left, she left around 1:30 in the morning. Her husband picked her up. And this was one of the last times that Tamala was unfortunately seen alive. So that was around 1:40 in the morning.
Okay, so at this time, a lot of the women are, like, wanting to go home or go to bed. Mm-hmm. And Tam is, like,
yeah, she's like,
sort of, like, trying to stay, like, a little bit wild.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm trying to, like, have fun. Like, I guess this is...
Which is not everybody's cup of tea.
Right.
And maybe her vibe... Was Tamala friends with a lot of the other women, or was she one of those people who knew the host really well and not everybody very well?
I think that was more of the thing. Mm-hmm. I think she was familiar with the host, but I think she had people in the group that she was closer with. Mm. Not even the host.
So was she actually invited?
She was. She was invited. Definitely invited. But she was extroverted, and she could, like, you know, meet somebody, be like, hey, and, like, you know,
was
like,
she, how old is she?
She's 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all these other moms are, like, in the same age range. Like, right. All their
she's
kids...
not, like, significantly younger.
Oh, I mean, no. Like, all these... No.
Come on, grannies.
No. Like, I think she's the same age as John is. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but, I mean, she's just one of those people, like, she could just socialize and get along with anybody. So... And I guess some people were just, like, you know...
Turned off by that.
I don't necessarily know turned off. Maybe they just got tired quicker than she did. Like, she just wanted to stay up and, like, do stuff. And, like, they weren't about it.
Maybe they get out more than she does. And maybe. She was like, this is my chance to, like, party.
Yeah, because she's 5 kids. Yeah, she's not. Yeah, I don't know. So Tamala, to the woman that left around 1:30 and her husband was going to pick her up, she said Tam walked her to the door, gave her a big hug and said, like, I'm so happy I got to spend time with you. Like, stay safe. Love you. And then Tamala said that she was going to go outside of the balcony to smoke, right? So, like I said, she said goodnight, and then she was going to head out for a smoke. The smoke is actually where she was going to head out, and she was smoking that entire night, and people made it a point later to point out she was the only smoker of the group.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we'll get into it.
Okay.
But she was mainly smoking cigarettes, but she'd go out to the second story balcony and smoke, so she was, like, in and out all night doing that. So after she said goodnight to this woman, and she left, she said, I'm gonna head out back and go smoke, right? And that's about 1:30 to 1:40 in the morning. And a lot of people are saying that Tamala was, like, the only person up by this point. Like, that lady left, everyone else was like, I'm gonna go to bed. Goodbye. Yeah. Like, goodnight. Like, I'm tired.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, fast forward. Let's fast forward to the next morning. So, John Meyer's aunt... I keep feeling like I'm saying that wrong, but it's John. Mm-hmm. But I'm reading it on my paper. It's, like, almost my name.
It's not Jean.
It's spelled Jeanne. So I keep saying, I read it.
Did you hear, like, a news or a documentary say John?
Yeah.
Then it's John.
Yeah, I know. But I just, because I'm reading it and I'm like, it should be Jean, but it's not.
We could be like, we could John. Phonetically spell it as J-O-N.
John. I gotta say it like Sherlock BBC. John.
Yeah, John Meyer.
Okay, so John Meyer's aunt, she also lives on the property, and she lives and sleeps in the basement. So around 9 a.m. the next morning, she wakes up, and her room where she lives in the basement, it overlooks the backyard, right? Mm-hmm. So she wakes up, she looks out the window, and she immediately panics, because this is where she sees 40-year-old Tamala Horsford lying face down on the grass, not moving. So that's eerie, not a great thing you want to see in the morning.
Like, she fell?
We're gonna see. But it's, like, she looks out and she sees her basically, like, face planted on the grass. Mm. Like, not moving at all.
Okay.
It's like, shit. So, the aunt, her name is Madeline, she runs up to John and Jose's room. And as soon as she gets up there, she's like, I need to talk to Jose. Like, she doesn't necessarily state what's going on. But John is like, whoa, what's going on? She's, like, in a hurry, in a panic. And Madeline is, like, very adamant about wanting to speak to Jose.
Because he's, like, he lives on that property.
Actually, I was under the impression that he lived there, but it sounded like from reports that he showed up to the party. Like, he didn't live with her.
But he's there a lot because he's the boyfriend.
I suppose.
So maybe she approached him because she sees him as, like, the man of the house.
Potentially. I don't know Madeline, so I can't say. But a lot of people are going to be like, interesting. You know, like, every little thing.
Well, the first thing I'm thinking of is, like, if I saw something scary, I'd go to our dad. I'd be like, I just saw this before I did anything else.
But a lot of people were like, that's John's friend. Like, why would you be like, your friend is outside. Like, she doesn't look okay. Like, you know. But it's like, I need to talk to Jose.
It all depends on their relationship.
Yeah, but also if there's an emergency, it's like, are you looking for a specific person? Or are you just looking for the first person you could tell that there's something wrong, you know, like?
Well, the other guy, Thomas, he's a guest.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she doesn't want to, like, freak out a guest.
Well, she ran right to their room. She ran right to John and Jose's room and says to John, I need to speak to Jose. You know?
Oh, well, maybe she didn't want to freak. Maybe John is the type of person who would, like, freak out, have a panic attack or something.
Well, let's see. So she's like, I need to speak with Jose. And John's like, if there's something wrong, you could tell me, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so she tells her exactly what she saw. And I think by the time Jose, you know, gets there and he understands what's going on at that point. And the three of them go running outside of the house to see what's going on. So at 8:59 a.m., 911 is called. And I listened to the call twice. You saw me.
Yeah.
You walked into my room earlier and you're like, you're listening to a 911 call. Because you saw me on YouTube and it was like 911. Yeah, so, and I'll give you the rundown of what I heard in this call, right?
Okay.
So, at first it's like, you know, you hear the dispatcher, it's like, what's your emergency? And the first person you hear on the phone is John, and she's the one that says, I need an ambulance at my house, and the dispatcher asks, okay, what's going on? And John says, I had people over last night, and we were drinking, and one of them came out to the balcony to smoke, and I'm guessing she fell, but she's stiff. That's what she says. So right after this, you hear John say, hold on, and then you hear some, like, rustling, and then immediately it's, like, clear that she's passed the phone to her boyfriend, Jose, and then he's like, this is Jose Barrera, and it's like, oh, so now we're talking
to
Jose.
What does Jose say?
So Jose, after he, you know, introduces himself to the dispatcher, he goes on to say, she's not moving, she's not breathing one bit, and she's completely face down. So at one point, the dispatcher asks, do you know if she was suicidal at all? Which a lot of people have issue with this point. A lot of 911 dispatchers, I saw this online, were making comments saying, like, without understanding the circumstances of the death, it's dangerous to say something like this. Like, a comment like this can easily plant the seed in an investigation when there's something going on when you don't know the circumstances of her death and just really screw up the case. Like, you don't know what's happened. Like, you don't know if foul play is involved. So saying something like, oh, is she suicidal? Like, immediately without knowing what went down.
Well, they did say, we think she fell.
Right. Yeah, they said she fell. But it's
so
like,
so the 911 caller is just trying to figure out causation.
Well, a lot of people were saying that it's, like, easy to plant a seed of, like, you know.
Into whose mind?
Into a witness's mind, or just anybody there who could, like, end up telling investigators something.
Well, I guess, is that, like, off-limits for 911 callers?
Not off-limits, but it's just not ethical. People, a lot of 911 dispatchers online were saying, like, it just kind of...
What about, like,
screws
up. Is that just a few 911 people's positioning and that are their opinion, or is that specifically in their, like,
I don't think
code
it's,
of, like, their handbook?
I don't think it's not allowed, but...
Because the job of the 911, like, dispatch, isn't that also to keep them on the phone, like, as long as possible?
Yeah. But maybe it's, like, swaying somebody one way or another when you don't know what happened.
Well,
like, completely...
it's probably not nefarious of them to say.
Maybe not. But a lot of people had issue with it. I thought it was interesting to point out.
They probably weren't, like, trying to, like, plant a seed. They were
But a lot of people online, like, planting a seed.
Oh. Well, that's a little...
But it's something to consider, I suppose. But some people were like, eh, even if it's not unallowed, it's like maybe like the comment, like.
Well, at this point, the 911 dispatch has no bias because she doesn't know who this woman is.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even
But maybe
know.
It's more just like poor, you know.
Maybe they're new.
It's day one.
They're like, oh my gosh, was she suicidal? Like.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Or, like, okay. You could also, would also, her saying, like, is there anybody dangerous at this party? Like, that would also be planting a seed. Like,
right.
No matter what you say, somebody could say that planted a seed.
I guess more, like, what do you think happened? Or, like, what was going on at this party? Mm. More
well,
instead
that,
of, like,
is
planting.
Is that the 911 dispatcher's job, or is that investigator's job?
More of an investigator's job, but at the same time, like, I don't know. It's just kind of, I feel like people were throwing, I feel like too many people in this case who were not investigators were throwing theories around, and it just made the case more led astray. But we'll continue. We'll keep going. So, okay, so making more notes about the 911 call that I heard. I wanted to make a note because when I was listening to it the second time, I caught on to this, and they never actually say her name, which I thought was kind of odd. At one point, Jose refers to her as the woman we believe to be deceased, which I thought was just weird. Like, just say her name.
Does Jose know her?
Yeah. He said he'd met her a couple times in the...
Then maybe he doesn't know who it is because she's face down.
I mean, I feel like he knows who she is.
Maybe. But maybe he was panicking and...
I don't know. The woman we believe to be deceased. I don't know. But I was just like, that was... I don't know. But whatever. But... Okay, Jose. Okay. But Jose also says, yeah, I believe the dispatcher asked him because most people were assuming, you know, planted face down, she's right underneath the railing that she had fallen.
Right. This is only a second story, though.
Yeah. It's about...
You probably wouldn't die from falling. How, unless this building's, like, really high.
They concluded that it was 14 feet. From the top
can you die from 14 feet? I thought maybe like break a leg or something.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends how you fall. If you hit your head hard enough, for sure. Like,
depends.
Yeah. So Jose also says from the very top of the railing to the bottom of the landscaping, it's about 14 feet. He also says that they have cameras on the property that would have caught the incident. And they'll definitely...
Does he say this on the 911 call?
Yes, okay. He's saying all this, that he'll definitely look at that. But of course, it was later found that those cameras were not working at the time of the incident.
They never are.
They never are, okay? The only thing we can rely on is CCTV from, like,
sometimes
gas stations.
Sometimes those aren't even working. They're like, oh, sometimes. We just have the cameras to intimidate people. We don't
exactly.
actually have them on.
These cameras haven't worked since 1999, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it was weird because it was, like, these cameras were working, like, literally, like, 2 days prior. But then, of course, the day of, it's like, nope. But, yeah.
Okay.
Suspicious. I don't know. It could be nothing. But also, right. like, interesting. So, once police arrive on the scene, they are able to positively conclude that Tamala was deceased. And at this time, police begin taking statements. So, there were four people from the party that were no longer at the residence, and investigators urged John to call them and, you know, bring them back to the house so everybody could be questioned and, like, get times and statements and, like, understand exactly what went down from every partygoer. So, partygoers were kept in two separate groups within the residence. So, you had the people who were there when 911 was called, and then you had the people who left prior to her being found, right? Mm-hmm. So, you have two different groups of people. But a lot of people also thought this was, like, poor police work, because it's like, you have witnesses. Even if people are being kept separate, you still have groups of people together, and you still have witnesses talking to each other, sharing stories. Mm-hmm. And it later came out that, like, there were some witnesses who, like, shouldn't have known certain information that were sharing things with investigators. And investigators were like, how did you know that? Like, you weren't here at the time. How would you know that? Mm. And, like, it was clear that witnesses were chatting.
Right.
And, like,
it's hard to keep 14 people.
It was, including Tamala, it was 12 people.
So 11 people, they had to keep them separate.
Yeah. But also, like, I understand that's hard. And also, just, like, after something traumatic happens, obviously, as a group, like, you're going to share stories and, like, share what happened. But also, it was, like...
They're going to be like, she was just doing this. I don't understand.
Right. Like, but then it's, like, once again, seeds are planted.
Right.
Seeds are planted. And then people, like, you know, maybe remember... Instead of remembering what actually happened, they remember so-and-so's story or so-and-so,
right.
what they told them, X, Y, Z, you know. So, yeah. So, partygoer statements are being taken. Like I said, you could jeopardize an investigation with witnesses talking to each other. Witnesses say that Tam had been drinking that entire evening. The party was bring your own booze, like I said, and Tam had brought some tequila.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the other partygoers were big fans of tequila, so Tam kept it for herself, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing was that nobody stated that Tam was, like, super drunk or even seemed remotely drunk, and a lot of her friends and family said she was very good at holding her liquor down.
Mm-hmm.
She could be coherent and fine and, like, drink all night and, like, you know. So, she seemed normal, even when the woman who said that she left at, like, 1:30 and, like, Tam hugged her and everything, she didn't say that she seemed drunk at all.
Mm.
So, like... It was never a problem. Like, she was stumbling around. She couldn't handle her liquor. So.
Well, I'm sure you'll get into autopsy later.
Yes. So while collecting statements from partygoers, the officer who was taking statements, he wrote that he immediately recognized Jose, as Jose worked as a felony probation agent in the county. Hmm. So Jose is a man of the law.
Interesting.
Right. So they looked at Tam's belongings and did find a small amount of marijuana in her bag. And reports show later on that she tested positive for marijuana. She also had a blood alcohol level of 0.23, which is 3 times the legal driving limit in Georgia, right?
Wow.
She also had Xanax in her system, and a lot of people had questions about this because she was not prescribed Xanax, nor was she carrying any Xanax with her. So there's a lot of debate online as to where the Xanax came from.
Somebody else at the party, maybe?
They were questioned, and...
Was anybody prescribed?
There was one woman at the party who was prescribed Xanax, but she said that she did not offer her any because...
Well, of course she'll say that.
Well, she did say that she didn't because, A, she didn't really know Tamala, and, B, she knew she'd been drinking, so she wasn't just going to give her Xanax. Mm. So, there's no reason Tamala would know this woman was carrying it unless she, like, made an announcement, but...
Yeah.
I don't... think
like yeah. Ooh, time for my zanny.
Yeah, I don't think so. So the medical examiner had a lot of interesting findings besides the blood alcohol level and
marijuana and the Xanax.
Yes, this is where shit hits the fan, right?
All right.
So the medical examiner believed that she had sustained most of her injuries from a high fall, which is consistent with investigators believing that she had fallen, right?
Right.
But she also had injuries that were consistent with that of defensive wounds, right? So she had cuts on her wrists. She had a lot of, like, you know, what you find with people trying to ward off an attack. Mm-hmm. So less consistent. While some of the injuries were consistent with a fall, a lot looked like they matched up with being defensive wounds, right?
Mm, like on her palms?
Mostly on her, I don't know if they were on her palms. They were definitely like.
Because wrist is kind of odd.
Wrist and like her fingers, you know. I think someone said on, yeah, I think her wrist. There was like an abrasion on her wrist. And some people were like, oh, that's where she had fallen and tried to break her fall or something. Mm. But the medical examiner was like, nay, nay, you know. Mm. Also, this was interesting. They also believed, as well as defensive wounds, that she had injuries that were determined to have been sustained after death. So, there's no way you're going to hurt yourself after you fall. So, people were like, how did she sustain injuries after death?
Like, what kind of injuries?
I'm not exactly sure what, they didn't really go into detail, but it was clear
not
that...
Not like an animal came up to her.
No, it was like more clear that, like, I don't know how you determine that exactly, but... It was clear that her body had been injured after she was deceased.
Hmm. But so, something where, like, a bruise did not form because she was already dead.
Maybe, yeah. Like, maybe somebody had moved her, or there are lots of theories. We don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the cause of her death was determined to be blunt force trauma, most likely from a fall.
Right.
Right. Most likely from that second story, 14 feet drop.
And that's where she was right below?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, the railing of the second story, right, it's a little over 3 feet tall, and Tamala was, like, 5'1". So, it's interesting because it's, like, most of her is underneath the railing, right? Right. And investigators even went up there and, like, tested it out, and, like, you would really have to, like, put all of your energy into leaning over this railing to even feel remotely like you were going to fall. So, it's, right. like, how could you possibly... As an accident.
There was she, like, sitting on the edge or something?
I don't know. There were some theories that were like, oh, maybe she was sick. She was, like, so drunk and she was nauseous. But it was, like, there was no vomit found near her. So that kind of rules that out. But it's, like you said, she could have been sitting. But, like, why, like, would you do that? Like, sitting? Yeah. You could just lean against the rail and smoke. Like, I don't know. I mean, that doesn't rule it out completely. She could have, like, easily sat and, like, fell over. But yeah. I don't know why you would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just, Also, it's, like, she's out there in, it's, like, Georgia. It's, like, 30 degrees that night. She's out there in, like, a onesie and socks. So, it's, like, I don't know why she'd do all that.
She'd, well, she, like, was out there multiple times smoking.
Right. But I don't know why she would get over the railing and it's, like, cold and it's, like, what are you doing, you know? I don't know.
Hmm.
But it's interesting. It's interesting. But you would really have to struggle to, you would, it's not just, like, whoa. Like, you'd really have to put all of your might into leaning over to produce any type of fall, right?
Right, yeah. Right, because it's not like she, the upper half of her body goes, it's longer than
exactly
the railing, yeah.
Yes, but I also want to reiterate that none of the witnesses, none of them, had, you know, told investigators that Tam was, like, super drunk that night, you know, like, she did not appear drunk at all to them, even...
But even though her blood levels... Right. Well, like, consistent with being really drunk.
Yeah, a lot of, because a lot of her family just said that she could hold her liquor. Like, she was from the islands, and, like, she could just, you know, she, she was, what's the word, she drank a lot. People said she was, like, a very social drinker, and she just liked to drink, and, like, she just knew how to hold her liquor, and she usually drank, like, harder stuff, like tequila, and, like, she was just,
casually.
You know, casually. And she was, like, accustomed to, like, just harder stuff, so she could probably hold it down a lot better than most people. But there were also other witness statements that stated a few times during the night that Tam, she had told a few people that she wanted to go home at least one point during the night. But a few people talked her out of it. They were saying, no, you've been drinking, you're in your PJs. And there's just a lot of debate as to why she wanted to go home, because she had said this maybe, I don't know, at least one point to a few people that night, like, casually, like, oh, I don't know, like...
Yeah.
So a lot of, there's a lot of debate as to why she wanted to go home. Like, did somebody make her feel uncomfortable? Was she not feeling well? Like, what happened exactly? Like, there's no reports of, like, a fight or, like, any weird confrontation, but there were a few people that stated that she said she wanted to go home.
Okay.
So that's something to note, you know, but she never stated why, like, oh, I'm not feeling well or, like, whatever.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, this is something that people online, you know, took and, like, ran with, like, theories galore, you know. So during this, this is the one right here.
Oh, okay.
This is, like, I want to hear your take on this.
Okay.
So during an interview at John's house, investigators were interviewing Madeline, the aunt, right? And John ends up interrupting this interview to give investigators Dunkin' Donuts gift cards, which everybody was like, what? Jean?
Wait, like, this is the same day they discovered the body?
This might have been, like, a couple days later, like, during... Could you imagine she goes out to Dunkin' Donuts? This might have been a couple days later. They're, like, still following up with people, and they're interviewing the aunt, like, okay, take us through the morning. And John shows up with Dunkin' Donuts gift cards for the investigators. What are your thoughts?
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Albeit strange.
Yeah, of course people online were like, bribery. Like, Dunkin' Donuts.
They're like, what are cops like?
What are cops like?
Donuts.
It's just, it seemed to, the first time I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's inappropriate, I guess. But it's like, I mean,
at the same time, it's like, I don't know how other people act.
That's very true.
And, like, how other people were brought up to, like, treat people.
The only problem...
this is, like, Southern stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. Southern hospitality. Where's my phone? Because I did
it's
have...
right a, there propped up on the
I list. Did have a picture for you I wanted to show you because... Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
A little...
Oh,
cute.
She got a little frog.
Stop! But, yeah, so I did have a picture to show you because it was, like, it had to do with what I just said.
Please.
And... because I ended up, you know what's funny? I originally found out about this case on TikTok. That's where I found it. I guess I ended up on True Crime TikTok, and I was like, oh, and that, like, you know, maybe like a year ago I found out about this case, right? And I was like, that's interesting. So then I went back on TikTok a couple days ago while I was researching. I was like, what else are people saying? And this is where I found this picture.
Oh, God.
So, because I already knew about the Dunkin' Donuts gift card. And then apparently, so this happened, right? This, you know... event happened in 2018, and then somebody, this went viral, 2020, this was posted on Facebook December 7th 2020. John Meyer, she posted a picture with her and her friends, and it's them in these Dunkin' Donuts face masks, and the comment says, the best mask ever, hashtag if you know you know. And people were like, what? Like, it was just kind of odd, like she was joking about it. Like, because I guess she knew the online community was like, oh, what? Well, this is so suspicious. You're giving the investigators Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. But then it was like, the picture and the caption is weird, I guess.
That is weird.
Like, she's making a joke about
unless it. Unless, if she is referring to people making
but it's
fun
like,
of
yeah, them. It's like, hashtag, if you know, you know. Like, you know, like, what else are you referring to, I guess?
I don't know. Then, I've hashtagged that for, like,
Yeah.
Chicken tenders, if you know, you know. Like.
But then the comments were like, somebody commented, ha ha ha, that's the best. I just laughed so hard when I saw this. And then she responded with, thank you for understanding and quote unquote getting it. So it's like, she's like kind of joking about the fact that people are like, you know, making point at the fact that maybe it was inappropriate.
I don't know how viral this is, so.
I mean, it wasn't like viral, but I think enough people who are following the case were like, that's suspicious, you know? Like, it just, I don't think she meant anything by the Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. I don't think. I don't know her. But at the same time, like, making a joke about it seemed a little, that's what seems inappropriate to me, I guess.
If that is,
But I'll post a picture of that on our Instagram. I'll post a picture of the face masks.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't see why not.
Oh, okay.
It's public.
Because it's like a person that's like, it's just posted that like last year.
I mean, she's on the news. It's that picture's on Reddit. I mean, I can.
Okay. I guess we're okay then. Okay. Let's just make that not the first slide.
I can blur people's faces. I can do that.
Sure. Okay. It's like, I don't know. Because some, like,
some of the pictures are blurred. Some of the videos that I've watched about this case, like the partygoers' faces are blurred. Because let's do that. Honestly, a lot of these women have received death threats over this case.
Yeah, and none of them are, like, considered guilty of anything.
No, no.
So, let's blur.
Absolutely, we'll blur. But, yeah. So, Dunkin' Donuts. Go. And they were like, we can't accept this, but thanks, though. Like, sorry, I can't get...
Be like, but what am I supposed to do with these Dunkin' Donuts gift cards? Go get I guess buy some masks.
I guess. Yeah, that's exactly what she did. She's with like, the gift card.
You know, they didn't take my Dunkin' Donuts
exactly. gift cards. Exactly. That's what we're... Ha-ha, jokes. So, yeah. So, Jose Barrera, the boyfriend, right? Okay. Let's talk about him. So, Jose ended up being fired from his job, not shortly after this, from his county job, because he was searching and looking up evidence and documents surrounding Tamala's case, right? So, some of these documents were public because he's a county official, you know, and he, like, works in that kind of department. So, it wasn't technically illegal, but it was unethical because... Some of the things he should not have been looking at, mostly because he's a witness in this case, and it's just not appropriate.
Right.
Like, you're a witness, and you're searching, and it's, like, not necessarily, not right. It's, it ain't right. So. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Cough. Oh, my God, I'm getting choked up.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, I need a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Ooh. Yeah, but, like, it's a big no-no, right? Don't be looking up things you shouldn't be looking up.
Right.
So
that's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, exactly. So, basically, I believe he was put on leave at first, and then after an investigation, it was found that he did indeed search these documents, and then they let him go, but then they said that we just lost confidence that he could do his job, basically. That's what they said. They weren't like, you know, they didn't want to be like, he was looking at things he shouldn't have been. But, yeah. Okay, so Jose was fired. Dunkin' Donuts gift cards, right?
Yada, yada, yada.
Meanwhile, a lot of Tamala's friends and family are saying, you need to look at all these partygoers in more detail, because I do not believe that this was an accident. Like, it's just, they know who Tamala is, and there were too many changing stories, inconsistencies, or too many weird things going on for them. And it was like, they just know who Tamala is, and it was like, it just seemed too bizarre for it to be any type of accident. But that's what they're saying, because they know her best, right?
Right.
So it's like...
It's just, like, so weird. It's like a slumber party for a bunch of 40-year-old moms. Like, you wouldn't think anything bad would happen.
Exactly. And then you wake up, and then there's someone, like, literally face-planted in the backyard. Like, what on earth? You know? It's crazy. And it's like... And then the last person who sees her doesn't say that she's, like... It would have been one thing if she was, like, she was out of her mind drunk. She was slurring her speech, and she was bumping into things. And it'd be like, okay, an accident is... maybe likely, but like the way that she was,
unless she just got like way more drunk after everybody went to sleep.
I don't know, because her friends said maybe, I don't know,
or everybody left and then she all of a sudden she like drank a whole bunch more. That's why her blood level got so high.
Who knows? Why would you drink that much alone? I don't know,
because she was like a big drinker who wanted to get the party going still.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's see. So yeah, you need to look at the partygoers. That's what her friends and family are saying. Tamala's family attorney, he released a statement stating that, quote, he believed homicide is a strong possibility. Right? So that was very interesting. That was a very long statement. There was a lot of good points that were made, like the fact that witnesses were talking to each other. There were a lot of there were a lot of inconsistencies in the story. There were just, you know.
Right.
Too many things going on. And then also a witness was, like, you know, behind the scenes looking at documents he shouldn't have been.
Right.
And then, like, telling that to other witnesses. A lot of
circumstantial stuff.
Yeah, it was just, like, uncomfy, right? So, but even after all this, the investigation into Tamala's death was closed February of 2019 and was ruled as an accident, mm-hmm. right? But it wasn't until the summer of 2020 and the murder of George Floyd that stories that received little to no media attention were finally getting the attention and the kind of like the power and the push that they needed, you know, right. within, you know, an investigative standpoint, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, what about this? This did not get media news coverage because, you know, that this person was a part of some type of minority group and we aren't talking about it, right? Mm-hmm. So this is when more people began to learn about Tamala and her suspicious death. Celebrities even like Kim Kardashian and 50 Cent were like on Twitter, like, you guys need to reopen this case. Georgia, you know, Forsyth County needs to look into this and reopen this. This is suspicious, right?
Right.
So whatever Kim K wants, Kim K gets, okay? So around the same time, it got really dark in here. Yeah. I just realized. I'm like trying to read. I'm like.
Candlelight. Do you need more light?
Okay. I'm okay.
Hold on.
I might actually. It's so dark in here. Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, cool.
It's mood lighting.
It is a little moody.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice.
So around the same time, change.org, a petition about reopening Tamala's case, received over 600,000 signatures and garnered attention from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation?
Bureau?
The GBI.
The GBI.
Garnered attention of the GBI to reopen the case.
Mm.
And gosh darn it, they did. Because what Kim K wants, Kim K gets. And
is there new findings?
So, as of May 2021, the GBI states that they have concluded their investigation and their inquiry, and they said that they would not be making any charges and that they sided with Forsyth County investigators and that they believed that Tamala's death was indeed an accident.
Because there's no forensics.
Unfortunately, right. Yeah, it's more just like the circumstantial stuff that has raised red flags. And also, I'm going to go a little bit into the history of Forsyth County.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of people have been kind of like side-eyeing this whole thing, like looking at this case like through that lens.
Well, what do people want exactly? If there is no forensic evidence, what do they want?
I think people just, I don't know exactly. They want it to be looked at just because it does seem suspicious. I don't know exactly. Yeah. I mean, if I'm looking at anybody, I'm looking at Jose. Kind of funny. I'm looking at him.
Well, does he have a criminal past?
As far as I know, no. But a lot of people were pointing the fingers at a lot of the racism that has happened within the Forsyth County in general, mm-hmm. and then also within the police force. A lot of people have been let go or put on leave because mm-hmm. of a lot of offensive things that they were posting. Whether like on Facebook or Snapchat, like a lot of the investigators in this case had been like accused of blackface in the past, mm-hmm. and like it just didn't.
But
look
what
good.
About GBI? GBI represents all of Georgia,
not GBI, but Forsyth County in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is interesting that GBI. I mean, because mm-hmm. you can't make an arrest. I mean,
yeah,
it's so hard to make an arrest on something just like circumstantial.
Yeah,
especially if it's like, well, what are we supposed to do? Arrest the entire party until right. they tell us something? Uh-huh. Like. I don't know. It's like an unfortunate thing. If there was forensic evidence, it would be easy.
Mm-hmm. There was,
And if it was a homicide, I would think, I mean, fingernail scrapings and, mm-hmm. like, what was the weapon that right. got her? What was the defensive wound?
A part of me thinks it could have been, like, an accidental homicide. Like, maybe she was pushed.
Mm. But how does that explain defensive wounds? Like,
I don't know.
Like, a defensive wound is like...
Or injury sustained after death. I don't know.
It's just...
Like, exactly what happened there.
I'd like to see the autopsy.
But despite the case being officially closed, people online still have a lot of suspicions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that, I think, takes form because of a lot of the racism that kind of molds the history of Forsyth County. Like, starting in, like, the early 1900s, like, there's a lot of... There's a lot of racism. There's basically, like, stories of, like, the Klan pushing out the very small percentage of black people that live there. Mm-hmm. And then even in the 80s, there was, like, this big, like, Klan march, and it was, like, really bad. So, like, that county
This is Georgia we're talking about.
I mean, we live in Florida, so we can't say shit. But also, like, but I think this case really garnered that attention because it was like, A, it's like, this is where it's taking place, this place that has this really ugly history of racism.
Right.
And it's like, it's just suspicious. It's suspicious.
Well, I would just wonder, like, does the partygoers have any history of
as
stuff?
As far as I know,
no. Because, I mean, because they were all friends with her and they invited her for a reason.
Right.
So it's just like...
I don't think it was
And
the...
then Jose... I mean, I was definitely... he the only other person of color at the party? Or was everybody else white?
All of the women were white.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't think the intention was, like, to invite her to murder her. Like, I do not think that was... I think it could have easily been an accident, but maybe these people know more and they're covering it up. They're trying to save their skin. Or it was like, I don't know. There were lots of theories, even theories that Tamala's family offered. Like, apparently...
Like, what do they say?
There was a rumor that one of the couples there... One of the couples there were swingers, and maybe there was an altercation. That's why Tamala wanted to go home, because she was uncomfortable. Somebody initiated something, and then maybe something happened. I easily think she could have been pushed, because it's clear that it was a fall that killed her. So, but I don't know. I don't know. But there's lots of theories. Even her own father says that there's no way that she would have gone out there in just a onesie and socks, because it was 30 degrees out and she was, like, always cold and she needed a jacket. But a lot of people were saying, well, she was drinking a lot. You know, she's going to...
That'll keep you warm. Smoking.
And you're smoking. And, like, yeah, like, when I drink, like, I'm sweating bullets. Like, I'm nasty. Cut that.
You hear
Cut
that.
That. Cut
you
that.
You heard that, folks.
Cut that.
She's nasty.
You heard it here, folks. She's nasty. But that is the suspicious death of Tamala Horsford.
Wow.
And, yeah. You never heard about that?
You know, I think I've heard just, like, a little itty bit. I don't remember her name at all, but I remember something about a woman who died at a slumber party.
Yeah. The adult slumber party that everybody's talking about. But I learned about that maybe on TikTok, like, a year ago, when I was, like, people were like, this is so eerie. That breaks my heart. And it's like...
It's like... I don't know. Maybe there is more details in the autopsy, but it's just, like,
But the
confusing.
Injuries sustained after death were weird. Also...
That's confusing. What does that mean exactly?
There were, like, other inconsistencies, because John states that when she saw Tamala, she was, like, face planted down, and her arms were by her side, and her feet were, like, pointed out, right? But then when investigators got there, her hands had been moved... Right? It's, like, almost as if, like, somebody had moved her hand.
To pick up for her pulse or something?
Something, but at the same time, nobody from the party or anybody states that they touched her. Like, Jose says that he didn't move her, but there was, like, that whole inconsistency of, like...
Well, they were saying she isn't breathing. Like, they must have, like, touched her to see.
But it was so weird, because nobody said that they touched her, checked for a pulse or anything. But it was so weird, and John was like, I remember it, because I thought it was so bizarre how she was laying there like that. But then when they kind of, like, you know, investigators got there, her hand was moved as if it looked like she was trying to break her fall or something. Like, her hand was kind of up. So it's very bizarre. There's lots of, like, the investigation, I guess, was botched. And also, it was like people were in and out of John's house that entire day. So it was technically, like, not preserved as a crime scene, not preserved as anything. So...
They're like, we don't know what we have here.
Yeah, so it's a shame, but yeah.
That reminds me of Rebecca Zahow.
Oh my god, that's a day. That'll be a day.
Although, no, actually, Rebecca Zahow is, like, much more complex in, like...
Indeed.
Stuff. But...
The dramatization of that.
Yeah, that's very complex. This is, like...
Don't let me get into that.
This is, like, there's just not a lot of detail.
Yeah.
As to, like, what... going on.
I don't know, because it's like, yeah, because, like, when you
it's hard to say.
But I think they determined a time of death was not, it wasn't shortly after she said goodbye to that one woman around 1:30, who said that she seemed completely coherent and gave her a hug and said, have a good night.
So, and other people went to bed all, like, before 2, probably.
Yeah, so, like, because I think Jose said that Tam said specifically to him, I'm gonna go outside and smoke. So it's like, I guess he was up, he saw her, but everybody else was, like, either leaving or in bed. So.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people had questions about how Madeline didn't hear anything. because she's at the basement. She's, like, facing the backyard. And she's like, you didn't hear anything? And she's like, I had my thunderstorm machine going or something. And I was like, okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, 14 feet. I'm, okay. I have a really big window outside. Mm-hmm. If I, like, heard, like, 100-pound something hitting the ground, would I, like, on grass, would you hear that very easily? Or would you feel something?
I don't know. She said she had, like, that, you know, like a sleep machine going pretty loud. But also, like you said, she landed in grass, and one of her other injuries sustained, she had, like, cuts on her legs. It's like, how would you sustain cuts on your legs if you landed in grass?
The little gate, the balcony, was that, like, a iron, metal, wood?
I'll show you a picture.
Like, would she have been able to scratch herself on that?
That's an interesting theory, because I was like, how did she get cuts?
Or, like, scrape against the building as she's falling or something. It all depends on hard. It depends on, like, the shape of, like, the house and where she's falling exactly. But
I will show you the balcony.
Or was there, like, any, like, bushes or landscape near her?
I will show you. So this is basically where she landed. She landed, like, in the grass, right?
Oh, can I have your phone?
Yes. Or you can come sit next to me.
No, I don't want to move from my microphone.
But... okay, hold on. I'll just get closer to you. Okay, so this is the grass, right?
Like, hold your phone out.
Like, where she landed, like...
like, go like that? Like, thank you. So it's just, like, flat grass, and it's right. Like, there's, like, a little porch underneath?
Yeah. At first, the theory was, like, oh, she tripped over the landscaping here, and then she had some type of medical episode, and it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Wait, what does the balcony look like?
I'll show you. Yeah, so at first the theory was, oh, she fell, you know, she tripped over the landscaping down here and had some type of episode. And people are like, that doesn't make any sense. So then it's like, well, she probably fell from the balcony. And that's the balcony.
Hmm.
We'll post these photos on Instagram. But I don't know.
What is that? Does that look like iron?
Here's a better, that's from up there.
Oh, it's bigger than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's bizarre. So, like, here's, like, where Madeline would be. Like, there's the basement. And then, like, up there, that's the balcony. And that's where she would
I see.
But, like, yeah. I think it's just weird. It's one of those cases. It's like, yeah.
That just doesn't look high enough for to kill you.
I guess if you landed on your head.
Or you, like, broke your neck. Wait. What injury, like, did she break her neck? Do we know? Or did she, like... like, was there bleeding in her brain, or was, like, she just, like, hit everywhere?
I'm not aware of that, but it was, like, another inconsistency, and, like, a rumor that she had been moved was the fact that, like, I don't know, she might have, I don't know, I think she broke her neck, mm-hmm. But the thing is, she's found face down, and it's, like, she doesn't have as many abrasions to the face as people would expect. Also, her nose isn't broken. You think of somebody, you would think
was she
would...
like, maybe alive for a few seconds before she died on the ground and she moved her face?
Would you go, I don't know.
Like, don't if know. She was maybe trying to, like, get herself up,
maybe.
Like, with her hands like this, and you put your face down?
Well, if her neck is broken.
If her neck is broken, like, maybe can't. You can't move your head very
right.
easily.
But, like, you would expect the nose to be broken, I don't know.
Yeah.
More abrasions to the face, but there just wasn't that, I guess.
It all depends on... how you land, I guess. Like, if mm-hmm. you go chin first or something.
Yeah, that's true. But, yes.
That's just so weird.
It is. That's why people, you know, run them with the theories.
Yeah.
And a lot of them aren't too, you know, much of a reach.
Nothing's crazy.
No.
Because, I mean, nothing's too far of a reach because there's just not anything to disprove anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Weird. What about this Thomas guy?
Nothing on Thomas. I don't know.
Why was he there?
He
let your wife have a good time.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a different thing. That's
unless
a different...
she was like, can you come with me, Tom? I'm like nervous.
Yeah, why but... are you come? Let her have girls
is he
night.
Friends with Jose? Like, are they good pals?
I guess maybe because they watch
They're
football
like, oh,
together.
Yeah, me and Jose are gonna hang out in the basement watching football.
I guess.
While you girls paint your toenails.
I guess so. Mm. And yeah, go to Dunkin' Donuts and leave us alone. But that's the story.
Wow.
R.I.P. to Tamala Horsford. That's, like, so sad.
Yeah. No like, matter what. No and... matter what, somebody passed away. Like,
yeah.
Whether it was an accident or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still.
Yes.
Not intended.
Yeah, not intended. But also just, like.
And there was no proof that she jumped herself either. So there's really.
Right. But also I was thinking, like, if you're gonna. Would you. you know, like, if you're not going to end your life at a party randomly when you're, like, excited to go and, like...
Yeah.
Also, if you're going to end everything, like, are you going to do it at, like, somebody else's house? Like, I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't, you can't say anything's out of the question.
Rule anything out? Yeah. But I guess GBI just doesn't have enough, so it's ruled an accident.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's enough. Like, I don't know what...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know. Nothing can be done. Yeah. Unless somebody else does something else and then are like, wait a minute, this ties together with that.
Wait a minute.
Tell us more about this.
Meet me at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I have something to say.
If somebody commits a follow-up crime, then we'll know. We will know.
And we'll let you know.
We'll do a follow-up.
Yeah. On hungry crime. That's good.
Yeah. So, I already had dinner, but I'm going to have dessert when we're done today.
Nice. What's your dessert, babe?
I'm going to have some Justin's peanut butter cups.
Nice. I didn't know you bought those at Greenwise.
No, I got them yesterday at Publix.
Good for you, babe. Good for you. I got peanut M&Ms.
Which you bought at Greenwise.
I did. No regrets.
Wait, I thought you got chocolate-covered peanut butter balls. Mm-mm. You decided against that?
Yeah. They were all right, though. I tried one. I was like...
You tried one? You can't eat it.
I can't. It's not a sample.
No, you can't eat it. They're for sale, you little thief.
I took one.
From Greenwise?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
I don't know. I think that peanut butter cup is going to, like, wait, the profits aren't making sense.
One peanut butter cup.
We paid for this many pounds of peanut butter balls.
Sorry.
We didn't sell enough peanut butter balls this quarter.
This quarter. We're going under.
We gotta close. If they close because you stole
peanut butter. Oh my god.
I would be so pissed.
Okay, let's fight.
Okay.
Okay.
So. Next week is my week, so I gotta get on that. Gotta get on that Prime. Start right now. I didn't realize TikTok was an option.
I didn't realize either. And then I was like, you know what?
I don't have it, though.
You don't have TikTok.
No.
Get it.
No.
I might have to look on TikTok for future crimes. I didn't, you know.
I think it's just better if I don't download it.
Okay. Fair enough. It's not productive. Even though I waste hours on it.
That's why I don't want to get started. Like, yeah. If I'm doing this okay without it, then I'm good.
Okay, cool. I'm good. You're doing well in life. You don't need it. It's a distraction.
I don't need it.
Nah.
I'll look on, like, .coms and stuff.
.coms, .org.
I'll look on some .orgs.
She'll go to the library.
I'll go to the library.
Yeah, just go back to my rates.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something funny?
Tell me.
Oh, my God. So, do you ever, like, Google something, but you're half paying attention, you, like, type something else? Do you ever do that? Or, like, anything?
I can't think of a time, but go ahead.
Where you're, like, just typing, but you're not thinking, and then you, like, realize you're typing something else. Like, I think I was typing in Google when I was looking for this case or, like, looking for a case to do. I meant to type in, like, true crime documentaries or something, but I accidentally typed in Googled Hungry for Crime. And then the first thing that came up was an IMDb film that came out this year called Hungry for Crime.
No way!
Yes! But it's, like, a short film. It's, like, a 3-minute, 5-minute thing. But
it's not real.
No, but it was, like, hungry. I was, like, no. And I was, like, that didn't exist when we started this podcast. So, like, what if they, like, Googled Hungry for Crime? They're, like, oh, great, stupid podcast. We took my movie title.
God, I hope we become number one. I'm looking it up.
No, we're not number one. We're number two because IMDb is number one. We should watch it. We should live react to it.
Okay, but come here for a second. Don't touch your wires, but come here. I see results about Hungry for Crime, Sisters and BFFs, Julie. Okay, get out of here.
You don't see the movie?
Some hungry teens.
Oh, it's the first one.
Turn to crime. Okay.
Oh my God, stop.
Stealing food when you're hungry, should it be a crime?
Yes.
Hungry for Crime 2021. What is this? A comedy noir.
Is that us? That's it, yeah. Oops.
What? This looks stupid. Sorry, Samuel Musgrove.
Oh my God, how dare... We are just young creators. Like, don't
hate. Wait. When did this come out? 2021, what month? Because we could sue. I didn't do this as a copyright, damn it. Jeannie unplugged her headphones again.
Oops. Don't hate on young creators who are creating content. They probably think for like, oh, look at this dumb podcast.
Hunger Crimes? What is this?
We're not hating on the Hungry for Crime short film. I'm sure it's good. I'd love to watch it. I think we should watch it and live react to it.
No.
Please. Come on. No, that's Hungry not for us. HFC for HFC.
No, they're not going to do anything for us.
Fine. Okay, no promo for you, Hungry for Crime.
Sorry.
Hungry for Crime. Yeah. But there's plenty of hungry content. There's plenty of crime content.
Plenty.
So thank you so much for joining us, guys, on episode 18. This was a hoot.
Yeah, I was a real hoot nanny hanging out with y'all today.
How dare you say hoot nanny and hanging in the same sentence?
Oh. Anyway.
Anywho.
So.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. See, we have it too.
Yeah.
Maybe hashtag. They have a Dunkin' Donuts joke over there.
They have a Dunkin' Donuts hoot nanny.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
Oh my God, stop it. You're naughty.
Anyway.
Cheeky bastard.
Anyway,
thank you.
I'm up next.
It'll be Julie's week.
Episode 19 with
Boo.
Judy.
Odd numbers, Boo.
They're good.
Oh my God. Very exciting.
Very. I'll get you a real good one, okay?
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it.
I can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
It's going to be
John Wayne Gacy.
I swear to God. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we're going to see you next Sunday.
See you.
Hear you. Feel you. Love you on Hungry for Crime.
Bye.